President-elect Barack Obama promised to bring change to Washington, and residents of the nation's capital are taking him at his word. He may have been talking about the Washington of Capitol Hill and K Street, but there's another side of the city that's also gearing up for the next president. Reporter Danielle Anastasian has more.
It's lunchtime at Players Lounge, and catfish sizzles in a deep fryer. Owner Georgine Thompson boasts some of the best soul food in Southeast Washington.
We have T-bone, smothered chops, chitlins, mashed potatoes, macaroni cheese, yams, stuffing. This place is the real D.C.
Players is in Ward 8, right on the Anacostia River. It's one of the only sit-down restaurants in a neighborhood that's become synonymous with poverty and crime. One in three residents in Ward 8 lives below the poverty line. Community organizer Philip Pinnell has been coming here for decades.
This is very much the other side of the tracks. This is the other side of the river. People do not come over here to sightsee. I mean, go in and look at the conditions of our schools. Considering the fact that this is the nation's capital, and you see a community like this, it makes you sometimes want to cry.
Ward 8 is a world away from the white marble monuments of Northwest D.C. Schools here are in disrepair, and gunfights are commonplace. Activist Jeffrey Richardson calls Washington a city with a split personality.
I always tell people, I mean, there's the nation's capital and there's the District of Columbia, and often the two never meet.
Some hope an African American, especially one who knows the underside of a city, will somehow integrate the two Washingtons. Obama has already given more attention to Southeast D.C. than either Bush or Clinton. And on the campaign trail, he unveiled his urban economic agenda right here in Ward 8.
We stand not 10 miles from the seat of power in the most affluent nation on earth. And yet here on the other side of the river, every other child in Anacostia lives below the poverty line.
Activists like Richardson were ecstatic.
He could go anywhere in the country, any other city, but he did that right here in Southeast D.C. So that's the kind of, you know, this, again, sort of the tone. Somebody sees us. Oh, my God, you know, Barack Obama knows we're here.
Obama got over 99% of the vote here. But Ward 8 has long been used as a backdrop for politicians promising change. 6 days after being sworn into office, D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty toured a rundown housing complex in Anacostia. 47-year-old Kenny Narain argues that these cameo appearances don't change things.
D.C. Upper Northwest still gets preferable treatment. The streets are clean first. You know, the snow's being plowed first.
At Players Lounge, there's constant chatter about what an African-American president means for the city.
He has to focus on the nation as a whole before he can really start focusing on communities.
Most residents here are realistic that change won't come overnight. Tawanda Sparrow.
We're not looking at him and saying, oh, he's an African American, he's going to take care of us. No, we all want the same thing. I mean, it's about America coming back and being on top of things, being on top. Because at one point, we had everything together.
Philip Pinnell is waiting for Obama to deliver.
People, you know, they like the symbolism, and they'll get a charge out of that for a good couple of weeks and months. But then, you know, like they're going to be looking for something really tangible.
For now, this predominantly African-American city is buzzing about welcoming Obama to town. Players Lounge is catering two inaugural balls, and customers hope to lure the president here for some home cooking. Kenny Narain says he'll be waiting.
This is the right place to be. It's just I'll buy him his first drink.
It's just like Southside Chicago.
For NPR News, I'm Danielle Anastasian in Washington, D.C.